Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on former NC State defensive tackle Larell Murchison. Larell just capped off a great career for the Wolfpack as one of the top defensive tackles in the upcoming NFL draft. Larell, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
To start, we know, Larell, that this is probably the most unique offseason in potentially football history. But just before things got all hectic, what was that initial pre-draft process like with the Senior Bowl and Combine?
It was a green dream come true. You know, when I first got to NC State, coming out of JUCO, we had some former players get invited to the Senior Bowl and, you know, Combine. And I always told myself, that's something I would love to go to, once my time is up here. So, it's a blessing. It was an honor to be invited to both of those events.
And Larell, you just mentioned coming from JUCO. What was the transition like from JUCO to NC State?
It was definitely different. JUCO was smaller. So, you could wake up at, 8:55 and be on time for a 9 o'clock class if you just walk across the street. Like, classes were so close and classes were in one building, two buildings. That's how different it was because NC State is a huge campus, So that's my biggest thing that I had to translate the difference. And then, the football aspect is JUCO versus Division I football. So, you just had to adapt and, you just had to just keep going with the flow.
Your first year at NC State, Larell, you did redshirt. How do you think that helped your development and what did you work on?
Definitely worked on my stamina. Just being in shape was a huge thing for me. I figured that, if you're in shape, it's easy to learn and easy to do what you need to do. That's one thing I worked on, as far as that and hands, I say I worked on a lot and, just small defensive line drill that you need to play the game.
High school, that transition, having played both sides of the ball, how do you think that helped you defensively and just your overall game and understanding of how to play defensive tackle?
Well, as far as that, I'm not sure. That's a great question. I'm not sure. Being elusive, as far as like footwork and stuff, it could help me out with it. Playing offensive positions such as a tailback and fullback kind of helped me out on the defensive line. But other than that, I definitely say footwork. I say footwork.
And Larell, can you talk a little bit about your high school career and the whole recruiting process?
Yes. High school, I have a twin brother. Me and him, we were originally we had committed and signed to Winston-Salem State University, the D2 in North Carolina, and we couldn't get the SAT score, so not to get the SAT score, we had to find elsewhere to go to college to play football at. So Lewisburg College coach texted us, and he messaged us. He said, "I'm sorry about that situation, but hopefully you can end up in a better situation." So We went out to Lewisburg College and, we enjoyed our visit. It was like, this was school for us. So we went there and, had a great career there. And after my sophomore season, picked up a couple of offers. And that's when I chose NC State.
And how was that for you, Larell? Different, the high school process and choosing a school versus then choosing one after finishing your 2 years at JUCO?
A lot more choices, coming out of the JUCO to choose from. Older making the decision. So, you've matured with college friends that you've had at Lewisburg. So, you kind of got a stronger mind to think, versus high school, coming fresh out of high school, young, really young. Versus being a sophomore at college, going to be a junior, choosing. So that decision was just a little bit different than it was in high school.
And Larell, how do you think playing in JUCO made you a better person on the field and off the field?
Definitely. I think it made me a better person off the field. Definitely, you know, I'm always ready to be humble, you know, so, you know, that helped me out. That helped me stay humble because of, you know, where we were, you know, JUCO, small things. You know, you don't have much of the same resources that you have at Division I school. So I feel like it helped me tremendously stay humble off the field and, you know, on the field, just grind, you know, just always get better because you can never stay the same in JUCO. You know, if you stay the same, you won't be able to play anywhere else. So it's all about getting better each year. So that's, you know, that's two things I've learned.
Did you have, when you get to NC State junior season or essentially your senior season, you had all those accolades. Did that boost you for your final career, final season at NC State, having that boost of confidence and all that success your second to last season?
I say, like, just me trusting the process and just me just taking things one day at a time, you know, learning each day. My junior year, you know, from that junior season to senior season helped me progress, you know, and just trusting my teammates and learning the system I was in even better just helped me, you know, progress as I was at NC State.
And Larell, go back to your junior season. You guys beat Virginia, had an amazing game, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss. Can you talk a little bit about that game and what the experience was like for you?
You know, that was the best game of my career. Well, that was like, at that point, that was the best game of my career, you know. I mean, it was outstanding, man. It was a great feeling, you know, being in front of a whole bunch of fans and Division I, you know, being able to show my people back home, you know, make them proud. My parents, you know, my brothers, my sisters, you know, making them proud. You know, that was everything to me. And, you know, that was a great feeling, man. I'll never forget that moment.
Larell at NC State, top tier program, ACC. What was a typical game day like? And what was that experience like playing in your home stadium?
Definitely, I mean, shoot, man, it's a feeling I can't describe. Like, you know, you're coming out of the tunnel, you see the smoke clears, and then you just see 50,000 people, you know, and it's packed every game, you know, small game. It doesn't matter who you play. You can play Clemson or you can play Furman. I mean, it's going to be packed. So, I mean, it's everything. It's really an experience that I'm glad I got the experience. I'll say for sure.
And Larell, when you transferred from JUCO Lewisburg to NC State, was there a moment, whether it was a practice or a game, that you realized that, wow, these are legit D1 football players?
I never thought about it like that. You know, I just, like I said, I just took it one game at a time, you know, and I don't know, it just never was a moment where I just said, oh man, it's really D1 players on the field. I was just like, you know what, just, you know, don't make the moment too big for yourself. Just go play football.
In your opinion, when looking at your career, what traits do you think make for a great defensive tackle?
Definitely aggressiveness. For sure, you got to have a little bit of, you got to have some nastiness to you. You got to be dirty. You just got to be a grimy player. You know, you just got to be, because you're in the trenches, so you got to be mean, you know. And quickness, you know, is everything. So I say those traits right there, I get you definitely in a defensive lineman, that'd be good.
And Larell, when you're watching film on other opponents, especially the offensive linemen, what do you look for in their game?
Just, you know, look if they have good feet. They have strong hands. What kind of puncher are they? Two-hand punch, tight-hand puncher, wide-head puncher? Do they absorb you? Do they wait on you to make a move? You know, stuff like that.
Larell, this past season's your final year in college football, how did you take on a leadership role to help out the underclassmen on defense?
Definitely leading by example, you know, just trying to lead by example, just trying to show them this is the way to go about things. This is how you practice. This is how you, you know, do certain things, you know. Everything doesn't happen, you know, as soon as you as soon as you do something, you know, if I'm showing you how to do something, it don't just happen overnight. Like, it takes work. You know, it takes work to do different things on the football field. So, you know, just showing them that, just showing that, you know, if you just keep working on stuff, you can get better at it over time. You know, it's just how I felt like I led this year.
And Larell, like Jack mentioned earlier, you participated in the Senior Bowl. How do you think practicing with top talent in the country helped you as a player?
I felt like it helped me a lot. You know, I learned a lot over that week with that great coaching staff there. You know, it was just everything, you know, a great chance to prove myself and a great chance just to be around some great people.
And then with the combine afterwards, what was that experience like? And do you feel like you met your standards in terms of the drills?
Yes, it was a great experience. You know, being in Indy, you know, dream come true. You know, I grew up watching the combine. So, you know, just being able to be there, being in that stadium and, you know, participating in the combine drills with everything. And I feel like, you know, I'm content with everything, you know. It's always something to get better at. So, but I feel like I was content with everything that I showed at the combine. I'm really, you know, really blessed that I got to be there.
And Larell, when we look at the future of this North Carolina State football team, a lot of potential. If you had to pick one freshman or sophomore who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on job radars pretty soon, who would you choose?
I'll pick Peyton Wilson. He's a great player that's going to he's going to show people that he's pretty good this year. Yeah, that's one I could think of right off the head.
When we look at things and where you're at, Larell, teams are going to have the tape and they're going to have a good understanding of what you are on the field. But such an important aspect of things that they can't measure based off watching tape is who you are off the field. What would you want GMs or scouts to know about who they're getting and Larell Murchison off the field and in the locker room?
Most definitely respectful, you know, I'm humble and, you know, I'm me. Like I'm, you know, I don't have a fake personality, you know, I don't act this way, you know, because I'm talking to certain people, this is what you're going to get on 9 times, 10 times out of 10. So, you know, I am who I am and, you know, there's no faking it.
And Larell, hypothetical question, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Aaron Donald, you know, simply because he's the best defensive lineman in the game.
And Larell, what would you say are your strengths as a defensive tackle?
I say my lateral quickness is one of my strengths, you know, and just my motor. My motor is one of my strengths also.
Larell, we know next goal, NFL, but afterwards, do you have any career aspirations?
Some people in my hometown that, you know, it's more out there. And, you know, there's definitely opportunities open, you know, in life. So, you know, just being able to get back to my hometown and show them what it takes to become a college player, you know, whether that's baseball, football, basketball, any sport, or whether that's just going to college, you know, period. Just showing them what it takes to get to college and, you know, what it takes to finish college. So, you know, that's big for me.
And Larell, last year when you run playing football, were there certain activities that you like to do with your teammates?
I guess, you know, play the game with my brother, different stuff like that. I'm trying to get into games now, so I guess play the game, you know, just be with family.
Larell, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Keep going. You know, keep going. Don't stop. Make sure you have great. Make sure you have great grades or everything. And, you know, if you do what you're supposed to do on the field, you're going to be playing somewhere. Division one, division two, it doesn't matter. Like, you're going to be playing football somewhere if you're doing what you're supposed to do in the classroom and on the field.
That was Larell Murchison, formerly with the NC State Wolfpack, one of the top players in the upcoming draft. We really appreciate your time and best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.